until I indicate, right? I'm going to turn this off for now, though. Okay? 3, 2, 1.
May God forgive us.
Let's handle that.
Can I sing it from here?
You absolutely can. But it'll be recording. But that's not what we're going with. We just doing it to practice. We're just doing it to get it down.
Just record the piano part.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, may God forgive us. Oh, now.
Oh, no, that was wrong. All right.
Cast must die. The apocalypse cast must die.
There's nothing we can do.
It's like an open wound.
It's like it must be removed. It must be removed.
The apocalypse must die. It aired at 2. There's no reason to lie anymore.
The apocalypse must die.
We were betrayed by this guy.
By our own darker sides.
What?
On the radio.
Free.
Brooklyn.
The greatest community
radio station.
Dying,
'cause they turned away from God and made Jesus. All the treason was as thick as my tiny little penis. On radio,
we repent.
The one Friday. You can burn our houses.
You can burn our houses.
Burn our spouses.
You can eat our children.
It'll be very filling.
And the guts would be spilling.
Oh, spilling.
But we'll all be chilling.
Chilling.
Every Friday at 2.
Forever chilling and the grilling.
Worshipping with Billy Bob.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're going to achieve better than that.
Yeah, but the problem is that
it ain't going
to
happen.
15 minutes into a take, so I'm going to have to re-upload it and then play it.
That's fine. You know what?
So I think we might as well waste time doing something else.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, if we can appreciate it, then our dumbass fucking listeners can appreciate it, okay?
It doesn't matter, right?
No, it doesn't. These are good
powers. Yeah, that was good, right?
Yeah.
But I was talking about my penis.
Yeah, I mean, let's move on to something more substantial here.
That's the best part about the song, probably.
Yeah, less talky, more walky. That's what I say.
It wasn't that good.
No, it really wasn't. I just don't think we can do better.
Oh, well, I guess that she was right. We couldn't do any better.
What? What was that? Were you like just really far away?
Yeah. Well, anyways, sorry. We all just simultaneously backed up from the mics at the same time.
Yeah, man, we're back on our game now, though.
We're back on our game now.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
We're all slowly
I'm the host of the podcast. My name is Pat. I'm here with my co-host, Jad.
Yeah, my name is Jad Slayman. I fear nothing. I am a co-host of the Apocalcast.
And my second co-host, Sarah Steele.
I am dying of noxious fumes.
It's true, but at least we're alive.
This might be the last Apocalcast, I think.
Because of the sewage?
Yeah, definitely.
But listen, there's sewage leaking in, and it's probably going to infect our skin, and we'll probably
die. If the sewage is leaking in, you know what else is going to get in? What? The fucking Fatberg, man.
It's true.
It's going to come in through
sewage. We're going to get distracted.
Yeah.
We're here to discuss, like, this is a long, ongoing series on the Apocalcast about, like, a feud that we all had. A feud a long time ago. A falling out.
How long ago?
The importance of being nude.
So anyways, let's get right into it, you know? Let's just get back into the recap.
Okay. Well, a long time ago. A long, long time ago. Billy Bob Patrick and Jad Slayman had a falling out.
They
had to go their separate ways.
I think that I'm going to support the banning of the Apocalcast. And then I run off and I started my own church.
I started preaching
and a teaching.
And then I joined forces.
It
was a dark time.
It was a very dark time.
Gambling was banned. Rambling was canned. And Billy Bob Patrick was trying to make a stand. Testifying all night. Testifying until the early light.
Amen, Reverend.
But then Kristen, I gotta admit it, I admire Kristen. She stood her ground. She was like, "Oh, Pat, Billy Bob, I'm gonna try to stop you."
Yep.
And then I burned her. I set fire to that fucking bitch, and then I watched her crackle and scream, and then burn. And some people say that she haunts Radio Free Brooklyn, but I don't believe them. I think they're just trying to scare me. Okay. Anyways, so.
She was on. Some say that she was on the show 2 weeks ago. What do you think about that, Billy Bob Patrick? How do you explain that?
I think nothing of it. I can't explain it. So then,
but if the studio wasn't haunted, how could she say all that shit about Jad?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how. But Sarah, needless to say, was very angry that I had killed. I killed Kristen, and I pointed her, and then I spread her ashes, and I danced around on them, and I jumped on them, and I was like, ha ha ha! That was Kristen ashes.
That's not right. That's not respectful.
And then I was like, well, we might as well join forces.
Yeah.
Fuck it. And she was like, yep.
Yeah.
And then Jad was like,
why does this always happen to me? Jad! Oh. And then you guys split off and went your separate ways, and I kept on doing the Apocalcast, okay? I stuck with it the whole fucking time. You know what? And then you guys now have come back, and you want to pretend like everything, like nothing happened.
Well,
no, you want to go on like nothing fucking happened.
Well, I just shot Noah, like, a little bit, right?
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Hey, wait, okay.
So, also, Noah came back after Patrick boined Kristen. Then Sarah came to try and talk some sense into him, but she ended up joining him. And then Jad was out looking for Johnny B-Roll, but then because Johnny B-Roll had been missing. But then he had to come back. He had to come back to the Apocalcast to run the Apocalcast, and he needed a co-host. So a hero named Noah came forward and helped him. Helped him carry the heavy burden of the Apocalcast forward to go hunt out. And then Sarah Steele came to speak with me, and I sent her back on a secret mission, unbeknownst to her fellow co-hosts.
Although they did try to test me.
They tested her. They administered it.
With a John Voight test.
Yeah, exactly. We were giving you the test of the famous American actor John Voight.
And he's a conservative. Like, tell me about your mother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Trump voting.
What movies was John Voight in before Midnight Cowboy? You tell me.
She got it
you
wrong.
Tell me.
So they figured out that something was wrong with her.
Exactly.
And then she shot Noah.
And when we asked her about John Voight in the film Mission Impossible, her pupils dilated, and that's how we knew. That's how we knew something was up.
And
that's why we do the John Voight test.
She shot Noah, and then she ran away, and she skittered off, and she returned to me. And then you were like,
why does this always happen to me? Chad! No! No! God! Every single time we find out they fail the John Voight test! Every time I fall in love!
Oh, shoot me! Just shoot me! That was the worst.
He was wondering who was on the podcast.
She was a betrayer. She was a betrayer of the ApocalyCast, and I knew only one person could be behind it.
And now Nelly's in a coma, and there's nothing you can do. You're alone.
That was how I knew you would come back, Patrick. That's how I knew it was you.
All right.
Well, we might as well set the scene. This was back around the time of the dick pickler.
He wants to talk about the dick pickler.
You might as well bring it up. Yeah. All right. Well,
all right. Fucking fine.
It was back in the day during the Prohibition days when me and Jad were having a falling out. And Dad was alone with Noah in the hospital, who I had arranged to have shot by Sarah after they gave her the John Voight test. She failed it.
And I was thinking about the dick pickler. If you want to know what happened between...
How long had you been looking for the dick pickler?
I've been looking for the dick pickler, you know, I'd been looking for the dick pickler since Teddy Roosevelt was president.
It had been a recurring segment on the ApocalyCast for like 10, 15 years at that point.
Because, we were wondering like, where
accumulating all those dicks. Go? Like, yeah, you know, there's just like thousands of guys walking around with their dicks cut off. That was actually where we got the idea to start cutting your dick off every 2 weeks. We were surprised it grew back the first time.
Yeah.
They called you an anomaly.
The old iguana dick, they called me.
Yeah, they said we have no medical explanation for this, Pat. You're just a fucking anomaly. You're one in a million. You're famous all over the world.
Slice that little thing off. Watch it grow right back.
Yeah. You know? And they kept on cutting it off for medical research. They said, Pat, we need another one.
And we were wondering, what are they doing with all the dicks? But we'll get back to that.
There was something much more nefarious behind all this.
Before any of my dicks had been chopped off, there was a guy that was pickling dicks.
Yeah,
Jad was on his tail. Even when me and Sarah were out of the picture, we were doing our own thing. We were running for Jesus. You know, we were running for the ApocalyCast in our own way, but we were against the ApocalyCast.
Plotting
to bring down the ApocalyCast for the good of humanity. You know?
Yeah.
Because you guys, to be fair, you were rambling and gambling. But we'll get back to that. So anyways.
Yeah. Let's get back to me, because while you guys were rambling, while you guys were fucking gambling, I was trying to work on the dick pickler. All right? Before you guys just like busted in and started calling it your fucking thing.
So just tell us about the dick pickler. Like, what did you hear about him? There was an article, you know, published about him.
Yeah, there was an article I read on salon.com. And basically, and what had happened was all these people were walking around with
your
no
pipe
dicks.
And like, I was on your typewriter.
Yes. Exactly. You know the deal. So there was an article about men walking around with no dicks. And they were so sad. There were a lot of first-person essays about it being published.
It was by, like, Richard...
And I put down...
Richard Dickless.
I put down the Salon.com papers, and I decided some had to be done. So I became a detective. That's right. Before I was a radio host, I was a detective. Most of the young kids don't believe that now.
Wow. You, Jad?
Me. Jad Slayman.
But doesn't it make you afraid?
I fear nothing.
You're so brave.
The dick pickler? That case kept on going for 7 years. Couldn't find him. He was good.
Just all
the perfect adversary.
A pickled dick would show up in a jar in like the middle of a theater or some public venue, and then a man would be like, hey, where's my dick?
There's only one person to call. That's me. I saw so many of them dicks in jars.
And you were like, this is only the tip of the dick iceberg.
Exactly.
Hey, whatever happened to Johnny B-roll anyway?
We didn't mention that in our recap, did we? We did briefly. We touched on it. I don't know what happened to Johnny B-roll.
I think Johnny B-roll has been kidnapped by one of our hosts.
Yeah, but, well, why would you accuse me of doing something like that?
It's been kidnapped by one of our other hosts. Like, I mean, there was a ransom video and everything that we played on the show. Pat.
Oh, we did do that. That's true.
Yeah, Patrick, come on. What do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know. I haven't seen him, man.
Maybe this is why you didn't want to do the episode intro, is because you knew I was going to ask you about this.
Listen, guys. Johnny B-roll, if there's anybody that was the rambling.
It was Johnny B-roll.
It was Johnny B-roll. You know what I'm talking about, Chad? Yeah.
Rambling. Gambling.
I mean, you were on your own.
Scrambling, that's for sure.
Shambling.
You were on your own. You're like, Johnny B-roll's gone. You're like, fucking Kristen was burned at the stake. Sarah betrayed me, and Noah's in the hospital because she shot him.
Wait, who did I betray?
You betrayed the apocalypse. Oh, you didn't betray me, but I'm saying, I'm recollecting his perspective.
Oh, you
betrayed the Apocalypse cast because you were doing your own thing with fucking Billy Bob and Patrick.
But they betrayed him. They betrayed you.
Yes, betrayed me. I'm the one who stayed with the Apocalypse cast, and you betrayed me.
Sure.
Chad!
Yeah, sure. So we were off doing our own thing, and you were looking for the dick pic. Anyway, tell us about the dick pic. Yeah. We weren't together when you were doing the dick pickler investigation. We did our own, so you gotta just tell your part, how you saw it at first.
Working on the dick pickler is how I filled the void left that was once occupied by my friends. Oh, I couldn't get him.
How did you first learn about the dick pickler?
Well, it's funny, you know, some people say I'd be the person who would, of course, hear about the dick pickler first. It's because I stay out all night. All the women flock straight to me.
Yep.
Just up till 5, 6 in the morning. Man, when you're around at night that much, you get to know the city. You know every nook and cranny of the city. And one time I was ducking into a nook or a cranny.
Rub themselves all over your tat.
Yeah, man. The lady and I ducked into a nook or a cranny of the city, and we ran into a jar.
English muffin?
And it was a pickled dick.
Back in those days, it was a pickled dick and everything.
It was the worst day of my life because that was the first night someone didn't come home with me. Was when we found that pickled dick and she got scared off.
Wait, shouldn't you have been the one? Like, she should be protecting you from the. I mean, she's really not at risk here, right?
Yeah, but it's still not fun to like.
Yeah, but she was freaked out. But she was freaked out, and I fear nothing. So there you go. So we ran into that jar, and it was a pickled dick.
Oh God!
Let me tell you, I didn't want to let on, but inside, I think I was afraid. I knew this could never happen again. This could never be allowed to happen to Jad Slayman again. So I became a detective right on the spot. It was the only case I ever took, was the dick pickler. I kept on finding those jars under movie theater seats. Kept on finding those jars at the auto mechanics.
Did you find the jars, or did the jars find you?
Oh, zing-a-roo. My God.
You ain't the first person to ask.
And you surely...
Sometimes I ask that myself.
I mean, did it become game of like cat and mouse between you and the dick pickler?
Some say. I discuss it all in my book.
What's your book called real quick before we go out?
My book is called, you know...
The Hunt for the Dick Pickler.
Yeah, it's called Lots of Jars of Urine and Jars of Vinegar, The Hunt for the Dick Pickler. Endless Jars of Urine and Vinegar. It's a good title, right? I like it a lot.
It's a very good title.
Yeah, my agent said it was like really smart.
Like 100 Years of Solitude, Endless Jars of Vinegar.
Endless Jars of Piss and Vinegar, The Dick Pickler Story by Jad Slayman.
The Hunt for the Dick Pickler.
Yeah, The Hunt for the Dick Pickler.
Woo!
It was a different time.
Yeah, but anyways, you could just write a book like that.
It was great.
While you were sulking inside looking for the dick pickler, we was like, this guy's style. We might as well go out. I feel like we'll bump into him somewhere on the town. And we were like, woo! I was like, Sarah Steele, now that we're both in the same church, that we're preaching to the people the righteous word of Christ.
Amen.
Tell them not to fuck with those fucking assholes, those pig-worshipping, dog-fucking assholes over at the Apocalypse Cast. Fuck them. They're out.
Rambling.
And I say no gambling. In my America, there is no gambling and there's
no
rambling.
Oh, Lordy, I say no Apocalypse.
Certainly not.
Amen.
So I want to go meet this dick pickler because he's going to help me get Dad's dick, you know? And, he's going to help me figure out what to do with Johnny B-Roll's dick. If you catch my drift. Get it?
You guys thought you could get the dick pickler, but you were in for something else. You remember?
Well, I don't know. Where's Johnny B-Roll?
Where is Johnny B-Roll? In the world is Johnny B-Roll?
I don't know.
Yeah, you see, you didn't...
Why are you asking me, ma'am?
You didn't find Johnny B-Roll because he didn't find the dick pickler, did you? What did you find instead?
I don't know, ma'am.
When you went out to look for the dick pickler, you thought you would find me, but you found something else.
I thought I'd find you, Dad.
Oh, you found me.
I found you.
You found me. I was doing the...
for a fight. And you was like, where is Johnny B-Roll?
I was in the fucking Radio Free Brooklyn studio with Tom. And Tom was showing me his dick.
And the weight.
Oh, God.
Wait, yeah. You were just pickling. You were just digging through drawers.
And I was like, man, I hope the dick pickler doesn't get to you, Tom.
Yeah, to you.
That'd be too much power for one man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Can you imagine? But whoa. Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing? Okay. Let's continue.
Yeah, so when I ran into you, I was doing the Apocalypse.
Yeah, and you were alone because Johnny B-Roll was missing, you know? And there was still a
betrayal. I knew I had to find
me. And I had joined an alternate fucking religion, and I was going to destroy you guys. I was about to destroy you guys. Sarah Steele was helping me hunt you
it's
down.
It's basically the same religion, but it's different.
Yeah, but we see Christ differently than you do. So you're a fucking heretic. We're going to take you down. We're going to nail you to a fucking wall. We're going to nail you to a wall, Jed.
Nah, man.
Where is Johnny B-Roll, by the way?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I should be asking you, fucking Patrick, after that fucking ransom video we watched last week.
Well, I don't know, Jed. I don't know. I was just listening to mail. What?
I don't know. Sounded an awful lot like Johnny B-Roll.
You don't understand, like, the way that the whole postal service works. Anything can wind up in these old mailboxes.
Yeah,
I mean,
emails,
we have no control.
The T-mails, the C-mails. I don't know, man.
You know,
sometimes
XYZ mail.
The C-mail.
I ain't seen Johnny B-Roll, okay?
No, just speaking of the C-mail.
I ain't seen him.
No,
I ain't
JBR?
Seen him.
Well,
no,
I only receive C-mail for things I've seen. And I ain't seen him, okay? So, just, you can just forget about that, you know? It's like I think that the lead, the tail has cooled off, you know?
Like, audience, if you could see us now here in our glorious studio, all sumptuous and nude.
Me and Dad and Sarah, nude.
Just the three of us.
Recounting the falling out that we had back in the day. It's good to be back together. But let's get back to the story.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, So fucking, you said you couldn't find Johnny B-Roll.
I couldn't find him.
And I was like, I am so close. I am so close to getting the dick pickler. I am so close to getting him, Pat. And now you want to get back together. Now you want to repent. Now you want to come back to the Apocalypse, don't you?
That's right. Because something interests me about this dick pickler fella. You know, I feel like he's a little kindred spirit with me. It's like, who doesn't want to collect dicks and pickle them in fucking urine and vinegar? You know, we don't do it because we're not fucking animals, but I completely get it. It's not like some type of mysterious thing, you know? But the man just wants to collect dick.
I mean, like, Jesus would do that, right? Like,
but he'd be too busy. But
if he had time on his hands.
Yeah, if he had time, absolutely he would do that. Hey, listen.
Huh. So, okay, here's an interesting scenario. There's a ransom note that says, Patrick is holding me. Patrick says he doesn't know where Johnny B-Roll is. And Patrick also denies
being...
What
kind of ransom note says, like, someone is holding me?
That sounds a little rambling. Like a little bit of a rambling note.
He's talking about Patrick.
Not like a ransom. Like, more like a rambling note.
Yeah, more a little rambling.
But not only that...
That does not sound like something that I would condone. I don't know what you're accusing me of.
Why is Patrick asking me about the dick pickler so often?
Listen...
He won't shut up about the dick pickler.
Listen.
No one talks about the dick pickler this much, but Patrick is so fascinated.
Well.
Listen, Patrick, why are you so fascinated with the dick pickler? Why are you asking so many questions?
I just like dicks in jars, you know?
Like, huh.
Yeah. Like, each one represents a sin. There's one dick in a jar full of piss, and it says this is for rambling.
That's beautiful, man.
Yep. There's another dick in a jar that says, this is for gambling.
It was then
there's
that
a third, there's a third jar, but this one's vinegar. And it has a dick and a baby's hand. Don't worry, the baby's alive, but it only has one hand.
Just so that you know how, like, extraordinarily small the dick is.
Yep. Just to, like, look at this little dick compared to the baby's hand.
You know, Patrick.
There in vinegar just to preserve it because the urine would eat away at it. Like it is in the other ones, it's sort of just an oozing dick. Just balls floating in the soup.
Wait, you know? So, like, my question is, were these, like, a bunch of different dicks, or were they all the same dick?
Well, guys, a lot of threads that we're going to have to tie to it, so just bear with us.
It was around here that I started collecting the dots.
Yep.
He was so interested in the dick.
Oh, all these dots.
Wait, did you get the, like, super spreckly dot?
I'm gonna get kicked out of my apartment. They say there's no room for all these dots. You gotta find a place for them, John. They don't get it. They don't understand what I'm doing. So I started connecting the dots about Patrick.
What's your name, motherfucker?
My name is Jad Ali Slayman.
Alright.
I fear nothing.
And you?
And I'm connecting the dots about this dick pic.
Collecting the dots. You're collecting dicks, dick jars and dots. And you're like, there's a dot in every one of these dick jars.
And as soon as I started getting close to solving the dick pickler, Patrick shows up for the first time in 15 years. And he won't stop asking about the dick pickler.
And you was wondering why these things always happen to you.
Always happen to me, Jad! And then he starts telling me about how he wants to have pickled dicks. About how he wants to have a table full of pickled dicks.
I know it weren't war because I set fire to Kristen and because I stole your co-host Sarah and that she shot your co-host Noah, who, God bless his soul, after our summit last year, is in a coma.
What's a little radio gang violence in the name of Jesus?
Yeah, one of Bob Marley's friends tried to shoot him. It shouldn't be that big a deal, right?
Definitely. No, I'm all for
it. Yeah,
that.
I mean, rich people see each other all the time. It's exactly, like it's like how they say hello.
They're like, bang!
Like, oh, I like you too. Oh, yeah, sweet.
I grew up pretty wealthy, and I can attest to that. They're like, Pat, he's only 22. Stop being a little crybaby about it. You know, they're like, shoot your sister. And I was like, I don't want to shoot my sister. And they're like,
how is she supposed to know that you love her?
Yeah, how is she supposed to know the penetrating lead of a bullet, you know? Like, anyways,
you
got
a
sidetrack, yeah.
So, like I said, started connecting those dots about Patrick and the dick pickler. And that was when I realized something different. I was starting to think Pat was the dick pickler. We kept hanging out, but I always suspected in the back of my mind.
We didn't trust each other, though. We was busy trying to get information. And then Sarah came. She was like, hey. We was just out in the lounge talking.
Yeah.
Enemies just hanging out, though, because no one else is as smart as we are. That's what sucks.
Yeah, know? There's just no one to talk about. Like,
if you're in a war, your enemies are more interesting than regular schmucks.
For sure, yeah.
Problem. So we were just dealing with it, smoking some hookah, hanging out, and listening to some fucking royalty-free jazz.
The classic kind, you know.
Woo!
We're pretty cool like that.
Hey, what's up, Jad?
What's going on, Reverend Billy Bobby Patrick?
It's you.
Oh, it's you, Jad. Why isn't Johnny B-Roll with you, man? We miss him.
Oh, come on, Pat. You know I don't know where he is. Maybe you could tell me where he is. He's always hanging around you. Why don't you know? What's your excuse this week, Pat?
Why are you always asking so many questions, Jad?
Man, Jad, why are you so upset with Johnny B-Roll?
Because Johnny B-Roll, listen, that kid ain't worth nothing. The kid ain't worth nothing. But he ain't worth you picking on either.
But so what's the deal with all these goddamn dicks anyway?
Yeah, Johnny B-Roll, I know we kind of hate each other, but everyone else is stupid. So we might.
Wait, what about Johnny B-Roll? Yeah.
I guess he's gone missing, huh?
Yeah, he's gone missing, man.
Is this what you would say to him if he was?
No, that's not what I'm saying to him. I'm just saying I'm talking about him like I don't even know. Like, you know, where has he gone? Like, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. You talk shit about him. We all talk shit about him behind his back. Every time he left, you, Jad, you'd be like, hey, fuck you, Johnny B-Roll, you asshole. And then Johnny B-Roll would be like, what? And then you'd be like,
why does this always happen to me? Jad!
Yeah. Well, anyways. So, listen, we gotta go out and get these dicks. And I wouldn't mind having the mason jars either, you know?
Because, yeah, you clean those bitches out. You could probably make some, like, pickled jam.
Pickle jam, yeah. Speaking of pickles,
I know that you
feel compelled to solve the mystery of all those missing dicks and all them dicks in jars with little dots in them. Yeah, you thought I didn't know about the dots, Jad. I do.
Dots are private.
Well, right? I know that you've been going out and collecting them.
Yeah, man, I get dots on the street. Usually, as I'm walking home from some beautiful lady's house, I'll get dots. Yeah, man. I got such a big collection. You fucking tell us.
How much does a good dot go for on eBay?
Dude, dots can't be valued, man. People pay like $400 for a dot, but you know, I mean, they're priceless, really. I mean, there's a market rate, but whatever, you know. It's not about how much you pay for a dot. It's what you do to earn it.
And what you do with the dick on the dot after you get it.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Dicks, dots, and my parents don't know shit about this kind of stuff. I had to figure it all out on my own. Dicks and dots.
Well, what are these strange transmissions
that keep coming in?
Yeah, man.
Are the aliens coming?
I was doing dicks and dots like before it was popular. I was doing dicks and dots before anyone talked about it on the Apocalypse.
Wow, even
I was doing dicks and dots before like people lived in fucking Bushwick.
Wait, was there even history before people lived in fucking Bushwick?
No, it was the beginning of time.
Yeah.
That was even before Jesus.
It's like we'll Apatosaurus. Like, the Big Bang emerged, like, right from, like, Myrtle and DeKalb.
Yep, and they stored... Where do you think they stored all that energy?
Right in our butts?
Close.
I mean, look at you. You're, like, positively... You're practically farting rainbows right now.
Yep. And it's because I've injected the might of power into my dick.
Jesus.
Yep, exactly. I just took the liquid of Jesus and I just popped it. I didn't even search for a vein. I just injected it directly into the fleshy, spongy tissue of my penis.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's how in touch I am with the Lord, and that's why I'm farting rainbows. So, what does that make you think about what you can hide in a dick?
Woo! Heroin?
Yeah, your body's a container.
I feel like your ass would be better for that.
Oh man, what can you hide in your dick?
Also, you can just hide heroin in your bloodstream. That's another good place to hide.
Definitely. And then just like kill me and bleed me out like over a funnel, and you can separate. You can figure out how to separate the heroin and the blood.
Yep. Yeah,
easy.
You got sidetracked terribly. Yeah. So, what do you think about all those dicks in jars? You feel drawn to them. You can't even explain why, can you?
Well, I mean, if you got the lighting right, they could make a really beautiful, like, table arrangement. Like a centerpiece.
Especially the piss ones. Because that yellow and then there's that gray rotting meat flesh.
Yeah. Big hump.
Mottled purple.
Just jiggling around.
Pat, ever since I brought three of those dicks and jars into my apartment, it's a great conversation starter. What? My guests love it.
Yeah, people
when they come over for cocktails.
People get erect when they get near it.
Yeah, and they're like, John. What? And they say, John, this is amazing wine. Yep. And they say, John, this is like amazing cheese. And they say, really? John, you got those dicks and jars. Where'd you get those? Are those like from CB2?
Like, yeah, you know, the dick jar booth. There was an artist there called Dick Jar.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a pop-up and he had these dicks and jars.
There was another artist there named Harry.
Yeah.
And also there was another artist there named,
Named Dick?
No, there was an artist named Dick. Dick Jar.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy who's an artist that makes dicks and jars.
Yeah.
And Frank.
And then there was Harry, and then there was his friend Frank. And frankly, Harry was Dick.
Yeah. I believe you. You haven't shut up about it since.
Yeah, it's true. What a fucking asshole.
Yeah. What was that thing you said yesterday? You said the exact same thing yesterday, but different.
But yeah, but we're all drawn to these dicks and these jars.
Dick was lovely, though.
Dick was lovely. Yeah. But he was a little hairy.
But Harry was a dick.
Harry was definitely a dick. But Frank?
He was all right.
Yeah. But frankly, Harry was a dick. Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess we're just going to have to go out and search the world separately for these dicks if you're not going to help me, man.
You know? You think you can get the dick pickler by leaving the country?
I think if I team up with my old buddy, Jad, my old friend... I think we'll probably be able to hunt down this motherfucker with his little dick jaws. With his little hipster dicks and his little hipster dick jaws.
What are you serious? You talking about? You talking about joining forces once more?
I mean, why not? It's not like your friend Johnny Beeble's here. It's not like your friend Kristen's here. It's not like your friend Sarah's here.
That's right.
It's your only chance to hang out with her.
I'm saying his only way
to hang out with you is to come look for the dick pickler with us.
You know, for so long, I've been talking shit about both of you, but... This is my only chance not to be lonely.
True. That's how you make friends. Is you kill all their friends. So they have to be friends with you. This is actually a very, very relevant government strategy.
If there's only one thing we want you to take away from the Apocalypse.
That's an important rule in 21st century governance.
Is definitely.
Kill everyone else. So everyone has to be friends with you.
Yeah.
21st century.
Well, yeah. Whatever.
Forget.
But yeah. 21st. Yeah.
No, I hear you, Patrick.
Well, actually, no.
20th. No, forget classical liberalism.
Oh, yeah. Wait. We're on the rusty trombone of time.
We can't discuss any of this shit. We got to go find this little motherfucker with his old dicks.
All right. So that's so.
Who's been pickling all these dicks, Jad?
Okay, so we've been talking about this for two episodes, and now so many of you stupid motherfucking listeners
rambling and gambling over the Apocalypse.
So many of our
fucking Apocalypse for you to go look out for some dicks.
I'm just explaining to our stupid listeners, Pat, how we all came back together.
Okay, Jad. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give justice to the tone, to how we felt. Okay, continue, please. Continue the story about our joint quest. So we teamed up to go look for the Dick-a-Piccolo.
It was a long journey around the city.
And then we heard a noise from the sky. And it was like... Well, actually...
What did it say, Reverend?
There was a weird transmission. Guys, tell us
like,
a little bit about...
I hate it when, like, the weird transitions come through. Like, when you would get braces and hear, like, weird-ass, like, Yankee games or, like...
We all depend on trucks.
Whoa.
Chevy. Oh!
Yeah, like that. Pretty much just like that. Did the Apocalypse get braces?
It did.
Is that why we're so awkward?
Well, anyways, what were we saying?
Transmission.
We started receiving a strange transmission.
What in the world is that?
Oh, guys. That sounds a little bit like the Dick signal.
Whoa, the dick signal.
My God, how many dicks would
it take? It's a bird. It's a plane.
How many dicks would it take to produce a signal like this, guys?
I mean, I'd say over 3,000.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Or two guys named Dick.
But if they were both really big dicks.
Yeah. Two guys named Dick with really big dicks could produce a signal like this. It's true. Or, theoretically, one man with one very heavy dick.
Yeah, like Tom's. Tom's produces gravitational waves, man. That might be what we're hearing.
Whoa. Wow.
Do you think Tom's in trouble?
Wait.
He might be trying to communicate with us.
Yeah, I think Tom, maybe the dick pickler has captured Tom.
But his dick is like the strongest thing known in the universe.
Well, that's why it's reaching out to us. It's the heaviest object on Earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a great responsibility.
Yeah,
guys.
That only I have Tom. No part only of because I'm listen. Not actually,
Tom. Jen, Tom's dick is the like only you. Thing in the known universe that can produce gravitational waves. Okay.
But listen, I had nothing to do with Johnny Beagle's disappearance, and to prove it to you, I'm going to help you go look for Tom.
All right.
Oh, well, this right. is definitely everyone's a going. From Tom's dick.
Everyone's going.
All right. Well, it's coming from this. It's coming from the ice station in Greenland, in the scary Elka part. So we're going to have to go out there.
Greenland?
Greenland.
Yeah, Greenland. Jesus, the signal. Oh, guys.
If you could only see...
Guys, let's get on that boat and let's paddle out into the dark ocean towards the signal.
Okay.
Are there crickets?
It's so dark.
Oh, that signal is intense, man. Now listen, Jad.
Very Norwegian.
What do you think when you see the sea? What does the sea make you think of?
Sea makes me think of a lot of danger.
Remember the last time that you faced the sea?
Yeah, I remember the last time.
The Fatberg.
Oh, what? That was brutal. That was such a frightening day. I remember, like, my heart was in my throat.
Oh! Oh, oh my God! Oh, Fatberg! Fatberg! Oh, down ahead!
Oh, drive quickly!
Oh! Yeah, drive! Oh, drive! Left! Left! Left!
Oh!
Left! As fast as you can!
Oh,
engage
God,
the reverse engines!
Oh.
Cut the engine!
No, I'm gonna go forward. I'm gonna go forward and turn.
No, don't, yes, don't go
I'll do
forward.
It. I'll do it.
No,
I'll go forward. I'm turning.
No, oh, no, God, no, God, the Fatberg. Oh God, why did you come here?
Oh, we're slipping by.
Oh no.
Greasy.
Coming over the side. Oh God.
It smells like
oh Jesus fucking Christ.
Much worse.
Oh, slinking by.
Oh God!
We're slinking by it by inches.
Oh my God! Oh, all the used tampons. All the used tampons emerge from the fatberg like hair. Oh.
Oh wow. Well, Jesus, we slipped by there.
Yeah.
Really? That yeah. was lucky.
There was only one lifeboat on the fucking thing, and it was for us.
Oh God.
Everyone else has perished.
Jesus, I'm getting close to this transmission. I don't know. What do you feel? How do you guys feel about how, like, we were
almost done
now.
In again.
But now we're all on the same team headed towards this transmission. Because listen, Dad, I know that we're enemies, but I only want to save Tom for the love of humanity. And I only want to find the dick pickler for the curing properties that will help mankind and all those dicks. All right? So don't think that I'm an evil poison, and I'll prove it to you by saving Tom out there in that fog.
Ugh. We have to go into the fog.
Oh,
row.
God, the fog is so old.
Oh, my God.
I hate rowing so much.
Oh, God. Oh, it's truly the worst.
Fog and mist. It's just, yeah, I mean, it really makes for bad radio.
Oh, how long have we been paddling? 7 hours. 7 hours, Patrick, and still no Tom.
God.
Oh, God. Tom. I don't know, man. I feel like maybe he's been sinning a little. And that's been affecting the transmission.
Sinning and a grinning.
Uh-oh. You mean he's been masturbating?
There ain't no winning in that.
If he's been jerking off a lot, then we're going to lose the signal.
What with his heavy penis and all?
Yeah.
Well, how heavy is Tom's dick, by the way?
Dead. Well, it's so heavy that it actually steadies the rotation of the Earth, and he can use it to send out gravitational waves at will. That's how he's communicating with us. It's through Morse code, generated through his dick. Like, as he jerks it off, it, you know, the gravitational waves fluctuate, and that's how he knew he could get his message through.
He goes,
SOS.
All right, Dad. Well,
yeah. It's quite sophisticated. He showed me one time.
Sophisticated.
He showed you his dick?
Yeah, I mean, it was like really, really drunk. And he's like, hey, John. He's like, John, check this out. I figured out this new thing I could do. I could send Morse code with my dick. And I was like, no way. He's like, oh, believe it, man. Believe it. Like, what? You know, what do you think Radio Free Brooklyn is all about? Radio Free Brooklyn is just about amplifying the signal.
Amplifying the dick signal.
Yeah, someday I'm gonna like fucking hack this shit into like hidden messages and like all the TV in the world, and I'm gonna control everyone through my dick right from Radio Free Brooklyn.
I mean, Anonymous would probably love to get their hands on that.
Oh my God. He's been approached by Anonymous. He was telling me about it. They're a real fucking nuisance for him.
Yeah, his holes have all been approached by Anonymous.
Yeah. He's like, listen, I've talked to Anonymous already. Like, that's all he said to me.
Yeah, they didn't have anything to say.
Yeah. I mean, I take like 3 meetings a day, but, you know, nobody's worthy. You know, it's just for Radio Free Brooklyn.
Jesus, this
Bloomberg wanted it. You know, fucking Rupert Murdoch wanted it. And, you know, God. But they don't get it. Only Radio Free Brooklyn gets it.
Guys, I don't hear the transmission anymore.
Wait. What happened?
I don't know.
Pat, we lost the transmission. We've lost the signal. Where is he?
I don't know. We're exactly
who are we?
16 minutes from reaching the signal. God, it's out. It makes you think about depth and Jesus, doesn't it? God, that it's just so endless. It just continues the fog. And that there's no, like, we were feeling all those dick waves from Tom before. And now it's fucking just darkness and fog. And the fog alarm to continue warning us about it.
The water here is so still.
What if the fog alarm? It's just a false alarm.
Sarah, I knew you was a heretic once, but don't give me your no doubt no more.
Don't speak. I know just what you're thinking. Please stop explaining. Don't tell me, because it hurts.
Oh, the pain. Well, guys, it's good that we survived that fatberg.
Oh, only we barely survived the fatberg.
We know exactly the location.
The fatberg was sprouting hair.
It was so frightening.
The fatberg was growing eyes.
The fatberg was exactly 18 minutes away
quivering
from the
thighs.
Point of the signal. But we know the point of the signal. We know the point of origin. We know where Tom's
desperate
penis is.
Desperate sighs at the point of orgy.
We know where the point of orgy is. But
all the sinful orgy produces waves that we detected. But we're going to forgive Tom for doing it because he's doing it just to avoid us, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He probably has sex with like 20 Ukrainian models.
Yeah.
To produce that signal.
Oh, yeah, look at definitely. That. It's a little sea lion. Hi, little sea lion. Oh, he's so cute. Look, he's waving at. Oh, hello.
Oh, I warn you, don't do that. Don't pet the sea lions.
Oh, my God. Look, it's Jesus coming up behind the sea lion. Oh, hey. Oh my God. He is strangling the sea lion.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Pick me. Oh, Jesus.
He's
not saying anything. What is his fucking problem, man? He's just swimming, splashing around and, like, rubbing his nipples.
You know, maybe he's got a meeting with a whale.
Oh, there he goes. He's diving under.
What the fuck?
A rare sighting. I mean, this is a privilege and a gift.
This is, I mean, I know that I thought that I'd discovered the true spirit of Christ by breaking away from you and producing my own show to condemn gambling and rambling in the podcast and to help find Johnny B-Roll. But, we're out here for the good of humanity, you know, together. Maybe the podcast can team up with the Reverend Billy Bob one day when we get through this fog.
Well, Pat, you know, maybe if we get out of this hellish mess, maybe if we find Tom and his dick, maybe if we get back to civilization, and if the Fatberg doesn't get us first. Yeah, Pat, maybe we'll do a radio show again.
That'd be nice, Jad.
And it's okay if you ramble.
Oh, no.
And it's okay with me if you gamble.
But listen, it's got to be okay with you, Dad, if I don't do those things. Because I'm all about not doing it.
Listen, the Apocalypse welcomes everyone.
Well, in a way.
Even repented sinners.
Yeah, but you gotta bring your repentance up front, you know? We don't do repentance on layaway here. At the Reverend Billy, we're not the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't bring. Yeah. Oh, by the way, since we're out here on the ocean, I might as well tell you, since we've been separated, I fixed the problem. I have a little bit of advice for the Apocalypse that you might take to heart.
Okay.
Take a little advice from an old
friend. Alright, okay, fine. Okay, well, what's the problem? What's the problem?
You know how you guys been, just lurking and a twerking and a cajoling and a controlling and a trying to name the listeners of the podcast.
Yeah.
Are you gonna have a contest to name them?
Yeah, you know? We're gonna fucking name our listeners. Usually we call them like stupid dumbass prostrate motherfuckers.
Yeah, but that's not good along. Well, no, but I was thinking like, you know, Apocalypse, you know? Or like Apocalypse Renos or there's a million.
What about just the rats?
Well, I was gonna say sheep.
The sheep?
Sheep.
Yeah. Yeah. Some fucking feedback from the sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Sounds good on the radio.
I thought you liked that, Jad.
Oh my god.
I thought of that when I was fixing on killing you. I still might be.
You really do know me, Pat.
I do know you, but that doesn't mean that I'm gonna let you live. But that doesn't mean I'm gonna kill you neither. So we can at least appreciate this moment of peace out on this boat heading towards that signal. With exactly 11 minutes and 50 seconds to go until we reach the signal.
Wow.
Wow, this water really is cold and mysterious and dark.
Yeah. Well,
Dad,
do
you ever wonder about, you know, what's up in the sky?
What do you mean? Stars are up in the sky, man.
Yeah, come on. Stars, and then there's like satellites. And like
galaxies, yeah, and planets, quasars. And
fucking comets, like, you know, asteroids, moons.
Yeah, man, all that stuff you saw on the Discovery Channel, all that shit's up there.
Just all up in space. Yeah.
Rocks, and gases, just fucking aliens.
Collecting and infecting.
Yeah, man. I've seen so many movies.
All the string theory with all them strings just playing different tunes.
Yeah, man, I've seen so many movies where, like, shit comes from outer space. There's all kinds of shit up there. There's space stations, like, Death Stars. And there's fucking like tractor beams.
There's the tabby star with the flickering.
Yeah, I know.
Because of the giant orb that the aliens built around it.
Dude, all a Dyson sphere. Yeah. All that is up there.
And then sometimes when you look down into the water, you know, there's things that are lurking down there. But you can conceptualize the ones. You know, maybe that star that flickers, maybe it's aliens. Maybe it's Jesus. I would say it's Jesus. But maybe you are one that thinks that it's aliens. You know, and maybe the flickering that you would say is caused by a Dyson sphere is actually caused by Jesus fucking just waving a giant cross in front of it, which I think is far more likely. You know, and we can see things differently, but we can both be aware of the sky and look to it and feel a sense of wonder. But the deep, when you're dealing with the deep, my friend, Jad, the deep is different.
There can only be one. You either understand the deep sea or you don't.
A man understands space. A man knows where he's going in space. But in the deep, a man knows nothing. Creatures. There's teachers.
There's got to be at least a few teachers.
There's features.
There are things that I could describe only as features and characteristics down there as well.
You know, it's always the strong swimmers that drown.
I don't think that's true.
No, but I mean, that's what it is about the deep. Is like people think that because it's here, it's tame.
Because you're going to confront the deep. And it's weird because it's like, you know, we're looking at the deep, we're looking at the sky. You know, and there's like light in the sky. Well, there shouldn't be, and it makes me feel like a sense of hope. But then there's like, you know, it's like there's darkness in the water. But you can't hit darkness. It just pulls in. Like a black hole, it pulls in light. It pulls in Jesus. And it pulls in Ramblers. Pulls in the gambling.
Until you're scrambling and scrambling to get out, but it's too late. You cannot escape. You had to investigate, and now...
The darkness. So
this is your fate.
So in your dreams, do you ever find yourself looking down into the waters, the dark waters thing, like... Think that there could be a whole fucking pyramid of dick jars down there. Just piled up, neatly arranged. Who knows? Which is some kind of creature that you never fucking heard of. There's nothing. I know that star blinks, that weird one. I contest that it is because of Christ. And you might contest that it's because of those aliens with their stupid fuck pad sphere. You know? But we both know that the star there.
At the end of the day, isn't it all just faith?
Yeah. This is all probably just bullshit that Jesus tossed in front of us to test our faith. I'd rather not think about it. That's the point. You know? Because you might be a man that thinks he understands the stars, but you're scared of the deep. Hey, Jad.
Hey, man,
when you
sir.
Return to the ApocalyCast after we go rescue our friend Tom with his heavy penis that's transmitted to us but then stopped transmitting after we figured out where it was transmitting from so we can continue going towards it.
Yes.
After we reach that, then we'll be
finished. After we do that. I'm Amen. Still looking forward to it.
Well, I just took a...
I think I have a lot to learn from you, Reverend Billy Bava Patricka.
Wow. Every time I take someone out on a boat, they see my perspective for some reason. Isn't that interesting?
It's like going fishing.
It's like going fishing for truth. It's like going fishing for Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Only you know, we're fishing for Tom's dick.
Jesus was the carpenter and he would build fish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would he fish for dicks?
No.
No?
But he would collect them.
But isn't that in the Gnostic Gospels that he like fished for dicks?
Well, that's the tale of the dick.
Those like were the...
for apples.
Yeah, exactly. He bobbed for apples. He did tons of shit. It was all omitted. It was all omitted by the Vatican, but it's true. Believe it, okay?
There's no way that should be
that funny. By the way, Apocalypse listeners, it is coming up on Halloween season, and we here at the ApocalyCast would like to introduce the latest game for your neighborhood kids. Bobbing for Dicks, brought to you by the ApocalyCast.
Brought to you by Bob and his friends Harry and Dick.
Wait, Bob?
And Frank.
And Frank, yeah. And frankly.
And frankly,
Bob frankly, was Harry was a dick.
Kind of a dick.
Yeah.
It's kind of a one-trick bit.
Bobbing for dicks.
Yeah, you've done it four times.
Jesus, guys. How do you think about distance? You know, when you think about the universe, when you think about the distance between Christ and us, you know?
I think we're
he's
small,
so
Pat.
He's so far from us. He couldn't be more far from us because he's Christ. He's dead, man.
We're all
he's
so small,
dead
Pat.
Till he come back.
At least he's coming back.
That I know, but that's called faith. And that's why, Sarah, that's why you join me. And it hurts me so much, Jad, that you didn't join me just because I killed Kristen. You knew she was a heretic. You're getting sick of it also.
Oh, I got my principles to stand by, Pat. So that's something you don't understand.
Yeah, well, you would have kicked her off the show either way, and that's more important than life or death.
Yeah, but I didn't have to kill anybody to do it. That's the difference between you and me.
She probably liked it, you know. She was into all sorts of weird shit, you know. Yeah, you you know, at a point in the scene, some like something she'd be into. So I don't.
Yeah, but not without consent, Pat. You can't just say she would be into it if she doesn't consent.
Jeez, that's a good
and that
point.
Includes and that includes burning at the stake.
Wow, you're a real hard ass.
Jesus, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can only God, people real, like, agree with it.
Real PC principle here.
Yeah, what is this fucking bullshit? But pretty soon, I'm not gonna have borders.
Yeah.
Like, I can't burn someone.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what if I want to go to Barnes & Noble?
Yeah.
No, you won't be able to do that either. Once we install our fucking PC regime on the world, fucking create one world
our
government.
PC Richard and Son regime on the world.
It's just witch hangings here.
Yeah.
No books at Barnes & Noble. Just witch hangings.
Right.
Nothing else. It's all the PC fucking snowflake liberals are gonna fucking take away our free speech.
Right, what, you want us to do lethal injection on our witches?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, well, you kidding me? You burn the witch.
You burn
Oh my
him.
God. Yeah, so PC these days.
Okay, so you agree. We burn problem? Kristen, okay, man? She was practicing witchcraft. How many times I gotta say it?
I think she was just picking her nose.
Well, either
ever
way,
since, ever since
sure.
that kid... Ever since those kids went off to university, they come back saying like, "Oh, no witch burnings." It's like,
yeah,
oh
I
god.
Went to college.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
I learned that.
Yeah, you forgot where you came from. You forgot where you came from,
yeah,
didn't
around
you?
Around here, what? We burn the witch.
Yeah,
so we don't.
Or didn't you remember?
Jesus, Jed, it's so
get out of here with your organic vegetables and your like CSA and you're like. Volunteering and raising awareness.
Oh, I think it's wrong to burn people at the stake.
Would you like some caviar with your volunteering? Oh, you know, yeah. Listen, Dad, Sarah. Even though Kristen's dead and Johnny B-Roll is missing, I think it's and we're still enemies. I gotta be real, but it's nice to have this moment. It's sort of greater good. Jesus, guys, we're coming up on 3 minutes to Tom's dick.
Did you fart? Like, why does it smell like such ass?
Jesus, help that we don't
like
have to deal with this
shit
again.
Is this like a sea of sewage?
Oh. Yes, it is.
No, the oceans are just...
The Caspian Sea?
The oceans are just full of garbage.
Pee in the sea.
Only if you haven't heard.
Well, speaking of things that aren't pee, I can just see those dick jaws now, you know?
Oh, my God. It's a message in a bottle.
Yeah, it's a dick in a jar of urine. It's like my
the original
wow,
dick
it's like
pics.
The closer we get, there's just like
the dick jars.
Dick jars just like floating all around the water like an apocalypse now.
Oh my god, there are dick jars floating in the water.
Everywhere.
Who knew that urine and vinegar was so buoyant? But there they are and they're glowing.
It's preserved.
I can see the tattered shreds of the cocks inside of them.
I've seen such things with these eyes that you wouldn't believe.
I used to host a podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Then I found Jesus. And then I convoyed it. I think that every time we're on a boat, we have a convoysion. Guys.
Every time you're on a boat, you get closer to God.
Well, I don't know if we're getting closer to God, but we're definitely getting closer to the heavy gravity of Tom's dick.
What happens if you
get find him?
Too close to his dick?
Why did he call us?
I don't know.
He was abducted.
It must have been something really, really, really big.
All we're doing is answering the call, everyone.
I think he might have been abducted by the dick pickler.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
That was the plot thread.
Yeah.
Well,
in case anybody
I guess,
need an update, yeah.
Well, everyone.
Well, guys, we're... Well,
tune in next week when we find out
guys,
what Tom knows or doesn't know about the dick pickler.
Yeah, are we going, like, in through the
God.
Pee hole? Or like?
No, we're not going in. We're not going to touch his dick. Are you crazy? We're just trying to find him.
The yeah, we're just trying to find the dick pickler.
Energy. You can't
do I look like a dick pickler to you?
You're gonna be fucking embarrassing about it? It's because the only part of the man's body that transmits radioactive waves is the penis. You gotta be weird. Come on, man. It's not like not everybody can have fucking.
I apologize.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, apologize. Jesus Christ. We're navigating a boat.
Not every man has a dick like Tom's, okay?
Are we on the North Pole or the South Pole?
We're on the North. We're navigating a boat towards a fucking dick and you're fucking calling the man out? Well,